Ciao Diego.
Ciao Mario.
Ciao Diego. Ciao Dieter. Give me a second that I am admitting everybody. Okay, I believe that everybody is in the conference, so I can start giving you the usual overview on the practices. In FP1, it was a dry condition, but very difficult to give a proper feedback on the performance of the three compounds because of the circuit characteristics. I hope you can hear me because with the Porsches running on track, is probably a bit noisy. But as I was saying, we had just a second. We had a track evolution that was different from the usual track evolution, where the track improves during the session, because mid-session we had some drops of rain, and that made the track slower. Then the track improve again. That's why if you look at the lap times, it's really difficult to understand the delta lap time. Obviously, it is not possible from FP2 that was wet. Our estimation is 0.3 seconds per lap between hard and medium, and 0.5 seconds per lap between medium and soft. So we saw different run plans this morning in FP1 because the wet conditions were predicted for the afternoon. That means, for example, that Mercedes started on the soft compound, trying to run to have a long run already in P1, and then they switch on hard and medium. Other teams use a more conventional plan, but we saw the three compounds used during the practice. The track was green. We had some graining on front tires, in some cases abrasion, in some cases graining, proper graining on the C4. No other issues, no other effect. In the afternoon, conditions were for full wet tires and not intermediate tires. Somebody tried the intermediate, but I believe mostly because they have a free set for tomorrow. So it was a test, but not relevant to understand the performance of the intermediate tire in this condition. The lap time was around 140, and calculation on the crossover between wet and intermediate is roughly 133. So we were far from crossover condition between wet and intermediate. In any case, I believe it's useful information for the teams, considering that probably Saturday and Sunday we could have wet conditions. There is the usual limitation of the three sets of wet tires that some of the teams decided to keep new if they have to use them on Saturday or Sunday. And on top of that, I believe that teams had information coming from the wet qualifying in Spielberg. Spielberg, it's a bit more tricky talking about the warm-up of the full wet tire, because it's a low energy circuit where warming up the front tire could be difficult, while in qualifying, it it was possible with the preparation, with an additional lab for preparation, but it was possible. So with this condition, I believe that warm up was not an issue, even in cold condition like today. These are the observations from today. I don't know if you have any specific question. For your information, we sent to the teams we got the authorization and we sent to the teams the information that we intend to use the option of having the 30 minutes of the first 30 minutes of FP2 available for our tire development test during the second race in Silverstone and during the race in Barcelona. The idea is to test different solutions with an improved integrity. That means that these tires can work at a lower pressure and a few other solutions with the target to reduce the overheating. These prototypes are for 2021. And if we collect enough information from Silverstone, the second race in Silverstone and Barcelona, the target is to freeze the construction and compounds for 2021 with these two validations. It is not a new tire. It is not a complete new construction. As I told you in some previous meetings, it is impossible for us to have a proper development during the season. It is not in our plans, but obviously we would like to test a few ideas to improve the integrity, considering that teams are going to develop the cars and therefore to add the downforce to the cars for next year. Also, if the technical regulation will be modified to reduce the level of downforce at the beginning of the season, but it is possible that we have at the end of 2021 an increased level of downforce, and therefore we would like to test these prototypes. Dieter. Dieter, so I see your hand.
Unmute me. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. Now it's okay.
Thank you. Mario, on that topic, I believe that the teams are actually reducing downforce for next year to enable us to keep the same tires. So you would have the same in 19, 20, and 21. Or did I miss something there?
No, the discussion that was the discussion with the teams was done considering different scenarios. One is obviously to have a slight modification of the technical regulation in order to reduce the level of downforce at the beginning of 2021. But this doesn't mean that at the end of 2021 we cannot have a higher downforce. But this is not an issue. The other point was, and this is the reason why we have asked for this option of 30 minutes during free practice to have a fine tuning of the current construction in order to improve increase the level of integrity and reduce the overheating for next year. That is actually what we are doing. We are not planning to use all the FP2s from now to the end of the year to test tires, but just in a couple of occasions, as it was anticipated to the teams. So we are exploring different directions. If we are successful with this test, I cannot exclude that we want to introduce a slightly revised construction for next year. Dieter, is it okay? Do you have any other question?
Yeah, no, that's good. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay. Adam?
Hi. You say this tire you want to test isn't new, so could you be more specific? Is it something that one of the ones you tried last year that was potentially a 2020 tire that was then abandoned?
No, We are not planning to use that profile because, as you know, the teams need to modify the floor, and this is clearly not possible in a test that in total should last 30 minutes. And obviously, after the 30 minutes, the teams want to run the cars for their test, for free practice, and to collect information and data for the race weekend. So we are exploring different solutions. Obviously, from the development from last year, we learned something, and we want to apply also some concept that were tested last year. But if you are referring to the tire, the 2020 tires that we tested in Abu Dhabi, I'm talking about different prototypes. Is it okay, Adam?
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
Thank you. Jan?
Hi, Mario. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Thank you.
Mario, a couple of questions. First of all, will all 10 teams be involved across both practice sessions? And secondly, it is only an hour of running in total. Is there scope, if the results that come back aren't quite to your satisfaction, to run at a further FP2 in maybe Spa, Monza or Mugello?
Question, because it was too noisy. I didn't get the first question.
Yeah, well, first question was, will all 10 teams be involved across both sessions?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, all the 10 teams and with both the cars. So all the 20 cars will run in the first 30 minutes to test our prototype tires. All the prototype tires will be black. The test will be blind. So they don't know what they are testing. Obviously, we will provide information if they need to make any adjustment to the setup, because, for example, we have a different, let's say, deformation or a different, not different, stiffness of the tire. But we are trying to minimize this in order to avoid any change during the practice. So all the teams will test different solutions. We are not obliged, like in the past, to provide two sets of prototypes of the same type to all the teams. The run plans will be decided by Pirelli, so we will give the information to the teams on which is the run plan they have to follow. Obviously, half an hour is not a lot. We cannot plan to have a proper development. It is a validation. And the plan is not to have other tests after Barcelona, but it depends on the result of the test. So if we are satisfied with the result of the test, the idea is that with Barcelona, we close the development and that's all. Otherwise, obviously, there is the option to ask for a third opportunity, but this is not in the plan at the moment.
Okay, thank you, Mario.
You're welcome. Dieter.
Mario, still on that topic, as you told Ian that all the teams will be running, but are they actually obliged to run, or could some team turn around and say, we're not going to run? And what recourse do you have if that is the case?
Yes, they are obliged to run, and you can check it in the sporting regulation, in the last version of the sporting regulation. It is stated that we can request this option and they have to run unless there is no major a motivation, like, I don't know, an accident or a failure or something like that. In that case, obviously, they have to explain to the FIA why they are not running. We will try to keep this requirement to the minimum. We don't want to affect the teams with our request, but we need to do that. And I believe that two tests of half an hour is not an unreasonable request. So that's the plan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other question? Diego.
Ciao Mario.
Ciao Diego.
Looking at the times today in FP1, there seem to be, as you mentioned, plenty of graining. Would that make the softest tire the least desirable for any dry running if we have that in the race?
Good question. I don't think so, because usually when they have graining in the first practice, they know how to cure this effect. And in a normal situation, you have also a track evolution that is helping the graining. It is also true that the delta lap time that we estimate, obviously, I don't have any evidence, but we estimate between the compounds, it is a short lap, but the delta lap time is not huge. And considering the level of management during the race, I cannot exclude that teams will focus on hard and medium because they are more consistent, they are quick. Lewis made the best time on the hard and Valtteri on the medium. So they are suitable compounds and for the race, probably also good choices. If they target a one-stop strategy, that is the case, hard and medium can be a good option. It depends on the weather condition. It depends on what happens tomorrow, if we have any track evolution or stuff like that. If tomorrow morning is wet and they have no option to check again the setup and understand if the graining is still there or not, it will be difficult and probably they will focus on hard and medium.
Thank you, Mario.
Thank you, Diego. Ian?
Yeah, hi, Mario. We obviously saw the usual situation today of the teams opting not to go out when it was raining, and I presume that because more rain is forecast over the weekend for both Saturday and Sunday, and given the limited number of inters and wets that are available, that they chose to stay in the garage for some considerable time. Do you ever see that situation changing and teams doing more running because they've got more sets available? Do you ever see more sets becoming available for the teams in future wet running?
We had some discussions in the past about the number of sets for wet and intermediate. If you consider motorsport in general is and all the championships are going in a direction to reduce the sets of tires, to reduce the cost, to make the sport more sustainable, and as I said, to reduce the cost. So increasing the number of sets is not really the direction that we should follow. The other point is that the current regulation is with three sets of full wet, extreme wet, and five sets of intermediate. So I guess if we can maybe rebalance this number and consider four and four, with the option to return one set of intermediate or wet, that means that teams are free to choose one or the other and not being, let's say, penalized because they have used tires in respect to other teams that have new tires. So we need to find a rule that is similar to what we have on slicks. If you think that they are obliged to return a number of sets of tire during each practice, because otherwise they tend not to run in practice, especially in practice one and maybe also in practice three, that are less relevant considering they run these two practices not in the same time of the race, while FP2 is still representative. So it is not easy, but I'm more than happy to sit down and discuss again the topic to avoid that we have too many cars in the garages and not running in wet condition.
What you've just suggested there, Mario, the 4-4 split, is that something that's been discussed in the past with the teams? And if so, what was the reaction? Or
a few years ago, but it was not approved.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Good. So, if no other questions, thank you very much, everybody, and see you tomorrow on track. Thank you.
Thank you, Mario.
Take care.
Thank you.
Grazie,
bye-bye.
Mario.
Grazie a voi.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.